The Romans Road.
Romans 3:10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 5:8. But God commended his love toward us, in that, while we yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 10:9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen.
I missed out on heartache, this world fills every day. And I missed out on a broken home that could steal my joy away. And I missed out on all the things they said I missed out on. Oh, but somehow I have a heart of peace while their good times are gone. 'Cause I've been sheltered by His grace.
Amen.
Kept in a safe place. Protected by the prayers of those who've always sought His face. And in a world of shifting sand, I can hold on to their hand. For they've guided me. From shedding bitter tears, and the grace that brought me safe this far will safely lead me on. For the truth that they've instilled in me will last when they are gone.
'Cause I've been sheltered by His grace.
Amen.
Kept in a safe place, protected by the prayers of those who've always sought His face. And in a world of shifting sand, I can hold on to their hand. For they've guided me in how to run this race. And as the years go on, I'm sheltered by His grace. And as the years go on, I'm sheltered by
Amen.
And in that day, thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw waters out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Amen.
Amen.
If I could say one thing, it would be He's the best thing. If I had only one word, Jesus would be heard. If I had but one breath, I'd use it to praise Him with.
For He is really all that matters. When this thing is over, we've crossed death's cold waters, we'll see more clearly.
Shout Jesus all the way. If this were my last mile, I'd spend it praising Him a while. If I had but one breath, I'd use it to praise Him with.
For He is really all that matters. When this thing is over, we've crossed death's cold waters, we'll see more clearly. See that really He's it.
Well, if He hadn't loved me,
Amen.
Like He did, I wouldn't be. If He hadn't saved me, I'd suffer through eternity. If I had but one breath, I'd use it to praise him with. For he is really all that matters. When this thing is over, we've crossed death's cold waters, we'll see more clearly, see that really he's it.
Come here, Leanne. You know, one of the things that we feel like that the first step of really enjoying life is you got to know Christ. Yes. And that's what you got to get settled. You can change yourself, but the only one who can change your heart is God. And you can try to improve your life, but the only one who can change your life is Christ. And our hope for these young ladies is, first of all, to get a relationship with Christ. If you don't get a relationship with Christ, you've missed it. They can fake us out and play the game and go back home and not be any different. But you can't fake out God. Because God knows your heart. And so we pray for every one of these girls. And when they come in, we pray that more than anything, this is what we teach. We want a relationship with God first. That's the first thing you want to do. The second thing is you want a relationship with your parents. See, if you're not right with God, or if you're not right with your parents, you can't be right with God. So you got to have a relationship with God. That's when then you have a relationship with your parents. Sometimes a teenager wants to have a relationship with the parents, but they don't want it. They're too busy. Their God is something else. And kids are just something to say, I got. And they run right on by them. And I tell you something about life. The next thing you know, she's going to be 18. And then you wished over and over in your life that I'd spent time with her. Let me tell this story before you testify, okay? Because we just sort of follow God, what he says to do. Somebody sent me something on the computer. It was a young boy trying to figure out his daddy had died. And he was trying to figure out what I put on my daddy's tombstone. And he began to tell his story about his daddy. And honestly, I sat there and cried. He got a hold of me. It just ripped my heart apart. And he was trying to figure out what I put on my daddy's tombstone. And he said, this is my daddy. He said, my daddy never had time for me. He said, my daddy was too busy building the biggest Baptist church there was. He said, my daddy, in my whole high school career, my daddy came to one football game. One. He said, I remember my daddy walking in there, and my daddy walked in there, and he said, I looked up in the stands, and I saw my daddy walking in there. And he said, my heart about jumped out because my daddy had come to see me. He said it was his daddy, and behind him it was his five little followers. They came to a ball game with their suit on. There's nothing wrong with coming with a suit on a ball game, but if I go see my grandson, which I did yesterday, I didn't wear a suit. I was out there cheering and sometimes hollering as a granddad, you know. You may not want to do that. Well, if you don't want to do that, that's okay. That's my hat's off to you. But I love my grandson. And I can see him yesterday. Stand beside my car and said, Papa, I love you. I said, Luke, I love you. But this guy couldn't figure out. His daddy came to see him play ball, and after the first quarter, his daddy left. I mean, his daddy couldn't take 3 hours and spend time with his boy and walk out on the field and hug him and after the game and say, son, grandson or son, I'm glad for you. He said, what did I put on my daddy's tombstone? He said, what he put on his daddy's tombstone was he was a good provider, but not a daddy. One day that little girl's going to leave your house, or she's going to run away, or she's going to get pregnant. She'll get your attention then. Kids will get your attention two ways, by being good or by being bad. If they can't get your attention by being good, they're going to be bad. And see, I used to look at my kid's report card. You get mad at one grade, I brag on five. That's the difference. That's the difference. Leanne, tell them about what happened to you, Miss Leanne, at the academy, what God did to your heart.
I've been growing up in church my whole life. I've known Brother Clark for a very long time, since I was 8 or 9. He's been coming to our church and preaching revivals and different things like that. And I would just sit on the church pew thinking all this time that I was saved. My mom and dad and my sisters were all saved, and I thought that meant I was saved also. I was the youngest of my family. I sat all these years thinking I was saved. I had the head knowledge that, oh, yes, I'm saved, but in my heart, I didn't feel anything. On March 15th, I came to Farmer Christian Academy, and I was here for a month, and there was a preacher preaching at Miss Crystal's church, and he was preaching on, it was Easter Sunday, and he was preaching on being convicted when God's talking to you. And that night, I didn't want to go to the altar. My pride was getting me there. And so that night when we got back to the home, I had asked Miss Crystal if I can talk to her. And we talked about different things. And she was asking me if I was saved. And I told her that, no, I wasn't saved. I told her that I had head knowledge, but I never felt it in my heart. And so she showed me the plan of salvation, and I got saved April 5th, 2010.
Amen.
And God has been really good to me ever since then. I don't deserve anything that He's done for me. Knowing that I've been sitting on a church pew all this time, and I'm 18 years old, and I'm really thankful that I didn't have any rebellion in my heart to want to run away before I found out that I knew that I was coming here. I'm thankful that I didn't even try to run away or try to hide and run away from my parents and not want to come. And I came anyways because I knew way down deep inside that I knew this is what God wanted me to do. And so I just listened to Him, and God has been good to me. He saved me from hell, and He saved me from a lot of things that I could have done before I came here. And I'm just really thankful. I'm thankful for what Farmer stands for, and I'm thankful that I got to be here with all these girls, and I'm just really thankful.
I can't emphasize enough to you tonight. You got one shot with your children. That's all you got. I can't emphasize enough to you. And Dad, if you're a workaholic, I know you're trying to provide for them, but sometimes you're not really providing for them, even though you're giving them money. And Mom, honestly, I wish you could stay home and be a mom. And some of you, and I'm not trying to put a woman on a guilt trip. But God made a man, then He made a woman, and the woman's supposed to be a helpmeet to the man. And some men, it's a sorry you can't help them. So if there's ever a day that we need a move of God, it's now. And so I'm going to have him sing one more song. You'll sing "I'm His Holder." I love this song. Win a war. Win a war, literally. Win a war physically. Win a war spiritually. It's a warfare. It's hard. And Satan's after our children. The church is going, not the ones I'm associated with, because I won't go to them, but a lot of churches are going contemporary. It's fleshly. It's like going to a show, performance. The preachers are not preachers. They're just big CEOs. It's a business, making big money, driving big cars. And I'm not against that, if you're honest. But real reality, folks, is we got to help people. Okay? Sing a song. I want you to listen to it. No, just sing. sing.
I'm a soldier bound for glory. I'm a soldier going home. Come and hear me tell my story. All who love the Savior come. I will tell you what compelled me in this glorious fight to start. It was the Savior's loving kindness that overcame and won my heart. I love Jesus. Hallelujah. I love Jesus. Yes, I do.
Yes, we do.
I love Jesus. He's my Savior. Jesus smiles and loves me too. When I first commenced my warfare, many said you'll run away, but their words have been unfounded. In the fight I am today. I'm a wonder unto many. God alone this change has wrought. Here I raise my hand to praise Him. Amen. By Calvary's blood I have been bought. I love Jesus. Hallelujah. I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. He's my Savior. Jesus smiles and loves me too. When to death's dark swelling river, like a warrior I shall come. Then I mean to shout salvation and go singing glory home. People say that I'm too noisy, but I'll tell you the reason why.
Amen, girl.
If they only felt the glory, they would shout as well as I.
Amen.
I love Jesus.
Sing it, girl.
Hallelujah. I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. He's my Savior.